Andrew Kelleher is with us from JMIS. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Is that how it unfolds?
Great theatre, isn't it? He does theatre well, doesn't he, doesn't Trump? Yeah. Look, when we spoke yesterday, we saw Brent crude over $76, right? And a lot of that was to do with people concerned that let's call it a hard exit from the Iran deal, which was going to take that Iranian supply that came into the market post them dropping the sanctions. But if he went to a sort of a hard deal, then that you'd lose that supply. That pushed the price up yesterday. Earlier on this morning, everyone's saying, oh, you know, there are rumors flying around that perhaps he's going to pull out, but they'll negotiate the terms, and that means that the supply will keep flowing. And really, we're no further along the line of actually knowing what happens with the supply of Iranian oil into the global market. As soon as we find that out, you'll see that oil price either spike if we know that the Iranian supply has gone, or it will probably drop down a little bit if in fact they are allowed to keep putting their supply into the market.
All right, well, we'll watch and wait and see what happens. Meantime, last night, ScoMo told us that, by and large, the things, I mean, they're not paying their way on an annual basis, never have, but having said that, there's some pretty good numbers in there.
Yeah, so much anticipated, the Australian budget announcement last night. It was all about when they were going to return to surplus. That will happen in 2020. That's the first government surplus they've had over there since the financial crisis. Bear in mind, Mike, this is effectively like a pre-election budget. It's the last one you get before they will call a general election. Some tax cuts for low and middle income earners, that was expected. Yeah, better numbers than were unveiled at their mid-year economic and fiscal outlook. Some of the key numbers, they're down to $14.5 billion deficit in 2018-19. That's better than expected. Big surpluses through 21-22. They start repaying debt there. Just a couple of key points. The $2.2 billion surplus that they've announced in 2019-20, that is wafer thin. It sounds like a lot, and in the New Zealand context, it's 0.1% of GDP. If you earn between $48,000 and $90,000, you get $530 a year of tax cuts. Don't know if that's enough to swing you to vote for these guys. Then there's a 7-year plan of bringing in the tax cuts. I think key point, Mike, some economists are calling some of the assumptions in here heroic.
Yes.
He is assuming that that GDP growth will go from 2.1% to 3%, picking wage growth as well. We're not seeing that anywhere else in the world. Had a little go at some superannuation fees.
They had wage growth at 3.5%, and that's miracle territory. Meantime, Grant opened the piggy bank here. What do you have? Another $900 million.
Another $900 million. So as Grant Robertson, the government accounts released here yesterday for the 9 months of the current fiscal year. Of course, the last update we get before our budget next week. Tax revenues running ahead of expectations. GST running ahead of expectations. They've actually spent less than they thought they were going to spend as well. So props to that. So he's got a little cookie jar of extra dollars. What's he going to do with it? We'll find out next week. But he's got $900 million more than he thought he was going to have when he started the exercise.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
24,299 on the Dow Jones. They're down 62. S&P 500, 2663, down small. NASDAQ, 7253, also down small. Not much change in the FTSE 100, 7565. The Nikkei, 22,508, up 41. Shanghai Composite, 3161, up 25. The ASX 200 and the ASX 50 both relatively unchanged yesterday. ASX 200 closing at 6091. NZX 58594. Kiwi dollar is weaker this morning, Mike, against the US 0.6970, against the Aussie 0.9358, against the Euro 0.5872, 5.5148 pounds, 76.05 yen. Gold trading at $1,313 and Brent crude, I don't have an update in front of me. Last time I looked, $74.52, so lower than it was yesterday morning.
Okay, mate, I appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS, he and the team at jmis.co.nz.